Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
What's up, Cougar Nation? This is Tyler Batty.
Tyler Batty again.
Tyler Batty comes in the game and right off the edge, just a three-man rush.
Welcome on into the Cougar Tracks podcast. I am your BYU insider, Mitch Harper, for KSLSports.com. It's your favorite Cougar Tracks episode of the week, the edition with BYU football captain and star defensive end, Tyler Batty. We're going to go over that TCU loss and look ahead to homecoming against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. So, Tyler, how you doing, man?
Good, Mitch. How about yourself?
Doing good. As I'm recording this, if it sounds a little different than our listeners are used to, I'm in Kansas City for Big 12 basketball media days, so we're doing this via Zoom. It feels like a lifetime ago since you made the Big 12 media day rounds, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, honestly. That was a cool thing, but it does feel like it was a while ago.
A lot has changed over this time, and as the Cougars obviously continue with their football season in this 2023 inaugural Big 12 campaign. So I'm glad to be chatting with you again, Tyler. Last week, I know it comes under tough circumstances, this conversation. TCU took down BYU 44-11. Where do you want to start with how to unpack this game? What's running through your mind about that game? Or is it what went wrong, basically?
You know, honestly, I think we just didn't show up in a lot of ways, to be frank. This is one of the games you look back on and you're like, what went wrong? And it seems like everything did. Honestly, yeah. It was just start to finish. I honestly feel like we were reeling a little bit. And just never really got in our flow, which is really tough, because when you have a team, as good as we do, and some people may say otherwise, but honestly, I think we have a really talented football team. I know we do, and so it's really frustrating when you know what you're capable of, and you just can't seem to make it happen. And so I think that's the biggest thing. I think it was just frustrating during the game as we were trying to get in a rhythm offensively, defensively, and we were just really struggling to do so.
Looking at that defensive performance, Tyler, was the defense surprised by how much TCU ended up passing the ball? Were you guys expecting Josh Hoover to run it more, kind of like Chandler Morris does in that offense?
Yeah, honestly, we weren't necessarily expecting him to run it the same way, right? I think we knew he was a different quarterback with, maybe some different skill sets, still mobile, right? But we expected them to run the ball more. I think definitely we anticipated them to just try to come out and establish the run game and keep the run game. It was kind of the opposite. They just came out and threw the ball and he had a phenomenal night throwing the ball. And we definitely struggled to break those passes up and get to pressure on him, and so that was definitely a large part of the game.
What about in the trenches? What was going on in there that caused the defensive line and the front seven in general to not generate much of a rush on Josh Hoover?
Again, he did a great job of getting the ball out quick.
It was quick. I gotta give him credit. Yeah. It was quick.
There was a play. He threw a 40 something yard bomb and he released it in a second and a half. And so that is just like as a D end, as a DN, that's kind of my worst nightmare. Honestly, there's not much, you know, it's one thing if it's three step and, you know, he's thrown it over the middle and we're able to, you know, maybe get a hand on it, which we did on a couple balls. I think four or five in that game, we were able to get a hand on and disrupt. But there was a play where he threw it, you know, a good 40 yards on the dot, outside shoulder of the receiver, and that ball wasn't even in his hands for more than a second and a half. He put so much air underneath it. And again, he just released it so quick. But it, I mean, it was a great throw. And so, you know, a lot of credit to them and a lot of credit to Josh. I think, again, he did a great job throwing the ball and getting it out quick. I definitely don't think they wanted to hang on to the ball for long.
You said he was averaging, did you have like a stat that he was averaging a certain number that you were going to throw out there before I cut
it
you
was,
off?
It was about a second and a half all night.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, to put that in perspective, it takes me about 2 seconds to get to the quarterback on a good rush. I can, you know, that's my goal, is to be to the quarterback in 2 seconds. Right. So that's one, two, and I'm more or less, you know, getting there. It's always a lot easier, you know, and a lot of times sacks come when he pats the ball, right? Or he holds on to it. And that gives me maybe, you know, an extra tenth or 2/10 or half a second. You know, if I'm really battling with someone, 2 seconds is a 2 seconds getting to the quarterback. Again, that's my goal. And that's a clean rush. You know, being an offensive lineman on my first move, which again is, you know, doesn't happen every time. And again, two seconds, I would say is, you know, fairly quick.
Sure.
You know, if you think about it, but yeah, to get to a quarterback in a second and a half, you'd essentially have to, you know, come free, with no blocker and, you know, so that's, yeah, it makes it really difficult on defenses to get home. So I think that was, you know, I think that was a part of their game plan. And they executed it well.
Tyler, I want to ask you this for clarity, because a few people on social media, I don't know if it's gotten to your world where people have hit you up about this. ESPN mic'd you up, and during the broadcast, they showed a clip where you were saying to Isaiah Banya, "I thought it was turf." Any clarity you wish to provide on that?
No, honestly, I just from watching film, they had a really clean field. And yeah. So just on film, it just appeared to me that it was a turf field. I assumed I didn't, you know, I definitely could have checked on that. But it was, I'm actually surprised, kind of surprised they put that in there. It was more of just a, you know, kind of an offhanded comment. I don't know how much of, you know, that conversation with him they put in there or whatnot. But yeah, I did think the field was turf, just from, you know, when you're watching tape, normally you can just tell whether a field's turf or grass, by the way it looks on film. And so when it's nice and clean and very, you know, just kind of orderly or rigid, you know, you just kind of assume it's turf.
Yeah, no, and just for your purposes too, that was the only thing they showed with that Zay Banya exchange. They also showed some with Jackson Cravens, and I believe it was John Nelson talking about your pregame video. But it was just this one line that said, "I thought it was turf," and I thought there's not much context to that, so that's why I wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of clarify.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, honestly, and again, it's just one of those things. Again, I didn't slip during the game. It was a really, really nice grass field, so I didn't have any problems with that. At all. It was a really, really good playing surface, which is awesome. I'd much rather, you know, my personal preference, I'd much rather play on grass than turf.
Well, I appreciate you talking about that too, because I think a lot of people looked at that clip and thought, oh no, the whole team thought this was a grass, or they thought it was turf and it's grass. It was just maybe just a, a misunderstanding, it seems like. And you would say that it didn't impact your play then?
No, not at all. I would not allude to the playing surface affecting how we played as a team. I think the other guys, again, knew it was, I think, you know, probably the majority of guys knew it was grass. I saw on film and didn't think twice about it. You know, most of the time it's, you know, it works out, but,
Tyler, anyway. And honestly too, the thing is I think I said it in a radio interview last week. It was on the KSL Sports Zone, I believe. I even said turf too, because you're right, that thing was crisp, man. It looked pretty good. So
it is
what it is. And it was a great stadium, but it wasn't a great game. And I'm sure you guys are pretty fired up to bounce back and you know, kind of get back on track. And Kalani even said after the game at M&G Carter Stadium that you guys maybe a little bit of backs against the wall. Do you feel like this team is in a spot where you guys can bounce back and get off that wall, kind of like TCU did last week?
Yeah, I definitely think we can. Again, I think it was, you know, and it's tricky to say, you know, it was this or that, or, you know, one specific thing why we didn't, you know, play well. But at the end of the day, I know the potential this team has. And I know the guys we have on the roster. I know what type of locker room culture we have. And so I'm super confident that we can bounce back from this and continue to play at a high level the rest of the season.
How's the morale of the team this week, you think?
Good. Honestly, we had a really good practice today. And guys were, you know, getting in that rhythm, right? Just getting in that kind of that zone where you play at a high level, compete at a high level, execute at a high level. And so that was really good. That was really good to see today. And I think we just have to keep that momentum building all the way till we kick Saturday.
Looking ahead to Saturday, homecoming game, Texas Tech, your thoughts on the Red Raiders, who, like TCU, might have a new freshman quarterback potentially starting for them. What do you make of this Texas Tech team?
I think they're a really good team. Again, I think all the teams in the Big 12 are really good teams. I think we talked about this, you know, preseason, that's one of the strengths of the conference is things can go either way any week. And I think we'll continue to see that. But for us this week, I feel very confident that this is a team that we can beat. I think that we go out there and again, we execute, we fix the mistakes from last week. Again, they're a really good team. I think they're really well coached. I think they're disciplined. And again, I think they have the potential to do some damage. So we've got to be ready for that.
How helpful has it been, Tyler, to know that you are in a conference and it's the Big 12, it's a power conference, to keep you guys focused and engaged on the season and putting your best foot forward in these games?
Oh yeah. It's definitely a different feel. It's definitely a different feel. You know, as an independent, you know, it was different, right? Because, you know, at two losses, you know, I was like, all right, you know, it's a little trickier, right? To make it to, you know, a New Year's Six or, you know, any of those larger bowl games. You know, it was a lot more challenging. In a conference like this, again, you never know how the next, you know, six games are going to play out as a conference. And so it's a different feeling and it's really cool. And I think it does, you know, help the guys stay focused, because it's like, hey, no, we're not, you know, it's not like we're down and out. There's still a lot to play for.
Texas Tech definitely poses their challenges. I mean, it's a unique offense. It's a lot of run and shoot. It's, you know, they got the ability to be high powered. I'm curious too, Tyler, what How much of a benefit, though, does it help to come back home where you guys have been good? Like, BYU football has protected Lavelle's house, as Kalani has talked about. Do you feel like that can be a nice thing for you guys after a tough loss, get back home, and that can maybe give you a little bit of an extra boost going up against a tough team?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally think so. Yeah, we definitely we take pride in, you know, protecting Lavelle Edwards. And so I definitely think that could be a little extra motivation headed into this game. Just to make sure that we secure that win on Saturday night.
And homecoming, has that been any sort of distraction at all for you guys? Is it even a thing? Do you guys even know that homecoming's going on? Is that even a talking point at all in the locker room?
Honestly, I had no clue it was homecoming.
That's good.
Honestly, I don't even know what they do during to be honest, I don't even know what goes on during homecoming. What's happening?
There's a parade. There's Big 12 is going to bring some swimsuit Sports Illustrated models to talk with Relief Society president. No, that's a true story. I'm being serious. Wow. It'll be a cool event. It's a female empowerment thing on Thursday. So that's going to be cool from the Big 12. There is going to be some DJ that's showing up. I think a local DJ, Ricky Barrera. I don't know are you familiar with Ricky the DJ Barrera. Scene? Yep, he's gonna be DJing.
He's been DJing since high school days. I've done it for a minute.
So he's gonna be DJing before the game, and so there's a little bit extra kind of sizzle, I guess, in the build up to the game. But that's clearly out of sight, out of mind for the locker room. I take it.
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
Well, Tyler, we'll wrap this one up. I appreciate you always hopping on. It's tough in these moments when, you know, adversity hits, and, you know, to talk to the media. And so I appreciate you being on here and doing your weekly check-in. We'll cut this one a little bit short because of our busy schedules going on this week. So good luck on Saturday night against Texas Tech, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mitch. Always a pleasure.
That's Tyler Batty here on the Cougar Tracks podcast. I always support Tyler on any social media platform. Tyler kind of keeps low profile on social media, but still, go smack that follow button, support him, and watch Tyler in action this Saturday night against Texas Tech. And you can listen to the game on KSL News Radio. We'll be back next week here on the Cougar Tracks podcast. And it's always powered by KSL Sports.